This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Studio tonight, it's Ian,
R.A.M.,
and Cody.
Whether you want to talk about the latest school shooter, no, not talking about Buffalo. There's another one that happened today in Texas with apparently a Hispanic shooter this time. We have not heard anything about a manifesto as of yet, so details are scarce. Things are a little hazy, but I'm monitoring 4chan to see if anything pops up, because those guys are probably going to get it first. But if you want to weigh in here, you're welcome to. Also, Conan, you wanted to talk tonight about the replacement theory, or the so-called replacement theory, and we can continue with that discussion coming up as well. But we're going to go to the phones. First up, Rob is in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Rob.
Okay, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so with all that's going on, it's very, very sad with the shootings and everything, and just want to send my thoughts and prayers out to the families and stuff. But I thought that I wanted to call right now because I think that we need some good news. And I think that we need some good news over in New Hampshire because I'm from there.
Okay.
And the good news is today is that a former state representative was charged with eco-terrorism today.
Eco-terrorism?
What does that mean?
Yes. Yes. If you go to InDepthNewHampshire.org, the whole story is in there.
Why is that good news?
Well, because our representative was charged with a crime. You know, it's the same thing with the Mount Vernon attorney that was sentenced to 4 years in prison for multi-million dollar schemes.
Well, getting charged with something doesn't necessarily mean anything. I mean, it's really, really easy for prosecutors to secure an indictment if that's what they want to do. But you said this guy is a former state rep, so is the charge in regard to things that he did while engaging in the business of being a state rep? Or was he, like, moonlighting as an eco-terrorist on the side?
Well, that's the question I can't answer because I don't know.
Do you know what he did? Did he cut some trees down or something? I mean, what?
It's possible, but
I've got the story here. So, according to InDepth NH, they are alleging that a man named Chris Balch, who is a former state rep for Wilton, New Hampshire, spiked trees. And apparently what that means is he drove large metal spikes through trees in a certain state forest, as well as trees in an adjacent tract of land, which is owned by the Society for Protection of New Hampshire Forests. So it sounds like he was actually on private property in one case.
Here. I was totally looking at this from the other way. This is going to be your next type of terrorism. The Greta Thunbergs of the world are going to be coming after people who are, in fact, cutting trees down. This guy was doing the exact opposite, which is very dangerous.
So
this is bad news. Spiking trees.
So what does it do?
You break the blade, the saw blade of these industrial sized blades, and they shatter.
Okay,
and you could kill people like that.
Yeah,
they blow up.
So the claim is that Mr. Balch allegedly left paper signs on the trees that he spiked to alert loggers of the potential danger, but I don't know if this is the prosecutor, Jack Savage, president of the Society for Protection of New Hampshire Forests, the owner of the one of the properties in question here, says the paper signs do little good if they're blown off by the weather, right? So, I mean, we get gusts of wind pretty common during wintertime.
Yeah, you don't want to use paper for this. It's going to have to be laminated to protect against the and I'm not encouraging anyone to do this, but if you want to do this, you know, you need to at least minimize the chances of killing people. It's got to be laminated. It's going to be completely sealed off, and you got to nail it to that tree on multiple places.
Yeah, well, again, this guy's trespassing and causing damage to private property, in at the very least, the case of the property owned by the Society for Protection of New Hampshire Forests. So that's what this was apparently all about. Interesting case, Rob. Thanks for bringing it to our attention. Anything else you want to share?
Well, I mean, I think that's good news because they caught a criminal, and hopefully...
Allegedly.
Right. And then, you know, there's, like I said, there was, on the same day, this Mount Vernon attorney was sentenced to 4 years for multi-million-dollar schemes. I mean, he's an attorney. Since when is the last time, Ian? Have you ever heard of another...
Rob, you all right, dude?
Another attorney going after another attorney.
Well, I mean, from time to time, they eat their own. But thank you, Rob, for the call. I hope you feel better.
Thank you for your patience.
Appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. Let's go to Major Payne in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Yeah, what was that one American flag with the snake eating his own tail? Sound like Rob was having a little suffrage there.
I don't know if that's an American flag. I believe that would be the Ouroboros, and it's...
That's an ancient
symbol that goes way back, yeah.
I know, yeah. It's an old one. I couldn't... It just popped into my head when I heard him gagging like that.
All right, what are you calling about?
He is from Vermont. You know what they do over there, right?
Isn't he also like 60?
He's getting up there.
I mean, I expect 60-year-olds to cough.
Yeah.
I'm better than that, but anyway. Regardless, this might be your grandpa's radio station. You may have changed the commercial. How about that?
All right, what do you got?
Well, I was thinking about this crazy kid down there in Tejas that shot his own grandma and then went and killed all the children.
That's what they say and, happened.
Yeah. But, this whole thing when the nutbag started getting put on the street was during the Obama administration when he decided to eliminate all the insane asylums and such. He put all the crazy people on welfare and put them on the street, and they just got to fend for themselves. And
Obama eliminated insane asylums? Is that what you said?
Well, yeah.
We don't have insane asylums anymore. We have mental hospitals.
There's probably, mental hospitals.
New Hampshire still has the state hospital here, and that's still in use. So I don't know if maybe they didn't affect New Hampshire, but I've not heard anything about that.
Well, I'm just saying they have been trying to eliminate their output and gain their input through about every Democratic administration. I mean, look during the COVID thing. They put grandma and grandpa, and they sent COVID patients to the nursing homes. And in New
York,
they did that in some states.
Body bags as they sent, if they sent two patients, they'd send 100 body bags along with them. They knew it was coming. I mean, the dirt trail, a slug can't outrun his own slime.
That much is true. Major, thanks for the call tonight. Let's talk to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, yeah. So starting tomorrow here in Albuquerque, there's going to be a $100 fine for speeding if you get caught.
Is there not a fine already? For
big
speeding?
Money.
No, it was a warning sign. So they got 2,000 warning tickets. So it was just warning people that we have 3 cameras and we're going to put 3 more. But now starting today and tomorrow, it's going to be $100.
Are you excited or what, Sarah?
It's a dream come true.
Well, yes,
it's what you've been waiting for. You've been calling all of these years just for this moment. This is perfect for you.
Oh, yes, we're going to get 10 all together. And I've been calling.
We're going to get 10 all together.
Think of all that money you're going to make.
Sarah is just like a sports fan, but with the state as her team.
She is.
You know? We did this.
Well, I mean,
we're going to do that. We're going to make more money.
She probably has a little jersey on it that says, like, Albuquerque City Government. What number jersey do you have, Sarah?
But the thing is that this is payback for people that try to kill me with a car. They were trying to hit me. You know, they're going to think twice about running.
Attempted vehicular manslaughter is quite a charge, Sarah. I mean, is your life really only worth a $100 fine to you?
Well, here in New Mexico, we're lucky we get that.
If someone tried to kill me, I'd be like, hey, they should probably pay more than a $100 fine here. Or are you talking about these hypothetical people because no one's ever actually tried to run you over in your life? Is that what you're talking about?
Sounds right.
No, you never lived in Albuquerque. I have to dodge the cars. But you have not.
I would have moved.
They prosecute a hit-and-run driver over there. Over here, they run over the same person 2 times at 2 different cars. God.
It's just a speed bump, guys.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever.
Yeah, that desert heat cooks people's brains out there, man.
603-283-6160. You can bring up anything. That's the point here on Free Talk Live. Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com and watch the show when we're live or anytime over at video.freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open here, and the number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight,
it's
Ian.
How are you? And Coney.
And don't forget, you can go to ForkFest. It's coming up soon, though. Like, we're like 1 month away.
It's alarmingly soon, because I'm not prepared at this point for it.
Well, the good news is you don't have to do that much.
Yeah, I'm relatively prepared.
You've got the broadcast kit all good to go. Pretty much pack the truck up and pack the vehicles up and hit the road. Really, the only question is whether or not I'll be able to attend this year.
I'm hoping so, man. I mean, I assumed the prosecutors were going to. I think they have like 14 days to file.
2 weeks, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then usually they're going to object, and there's going to have to be a hearing. And I suspect it will go directly to the judge. I don't think there would be any point.
No, it goes to the judge. Yeah.
Yeah, and having the magistrate take a look at
it. And the judge can decide whether or not there should be a hearing. So it'll really be in the judge's hands probably by the end of this week or the beginning of next week.
But the judge has proven himself pretty reasonable, so I'm holding out hope here that you'll be there.
Yeah, we'll see. So that's going to be a thing. Whether I'm there or not, Free Talk Live will be at ForkFest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I want it to happen before June 10th or June the 11th or whatever day that is. That's when I most care about seeing.
Why?
Because then you can receive your award in person.
Not necessarily. Just because I get rid of the ankle monitor doesn't mean I can leave New Hampshire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm restricted to New Hampshire travel only without special permission. So I would have to get special permission in order to go. You're referring to the Freedom of Speech Award that I'm being given this year, a huge honor in the talk radio industry.
But it is in New Hampshire.
What is it?
No, it's in New York.
Oh, I'm
she
sorry.
Changed I thought talking about ForkFest to talking about a...
Yeah, I thought you were getting your reward at ForkFest,
no,
which would be nice.
No. This is an industry thing that happens in New York City, and I've been to 15 of them over the years, but it doesn't look very likely that it's going to happen this time around. Which
Skype in.
Yeah, I mean, that was an
Snowden
option.
Snowden did it.
That was an option, but let me tell you, here's the reason why I don't want to do that. I mean, I would do it if that's what talkers wanted me to.
Yeah.
I'd do whatever they asked me to do. But there was one year when Michael Savage, I don't know if you know that name, he's a talk show host, ultra-right-wing, anti-border, or like, you know, pro-border control kind of right-winger.
Oh, my sister used to listen to that guy, yeah.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Yeah.
But I
assumed that because my sister listened to him.
He got the Freedom of Speech Award probably, I don't know, 15 years ago or something like that, and he didn't even bother. It wasn't that he was, like, at home forced to stay there by the feds like I am. He was just, I'm going to mail this one in. And he made a video and sent in a video of him sitting on his, like, back veranda of his million-dollar home in California on the ocean or whatever and just, you know.
What a
gave
tool.
Gave his little acceptance speech rather than
very tool move right there.
I mean, this is one of the most prestigious awards you can get in talk
radio.
It's
the top talk radio award. I mean, besides the Lifetime Achievement Award, this is the top one. So, yeah, he didn't even bother to come out. And so
but you wouldn't be doing it for that reason.
Well, yeah, for the reason. The reason would be different, but it rings too much like that. And I saw that, and it was like one of those facepalm moments. Like, you got to be kidding.
Well, if you do a video, pre-recorded video, make sure your ankle monitor is prominently displayed.
No, Mark's going to be there, so I would just rather have him accept the award on my behalf. I mean, if you got somebody who's going to be physically there, that seems to be the way to do it.
Is he going to read your speech?
I don't know. He seemed really pleased by it, so he might just do that. It sounds like he's intending to do that. If you want to see my speech, you can go to freetalklive.com. I have written it and published it, so anybody can see what I would have said were I to have been there in person. And basically, I'm calling out the talk radio industry for hypocrisy. And
nice.
They like
would
to
you
claim,
expect anything else, man?
No, right?
They like to claim they're in favor of free speech. They love free speech, but yet how many of them are defending Julian Assange?
Yep.
How many of them have actually called for his prosecution? I mean, it's one thing to ignore the case. It's a whole other thing to call, as I believe one of our callers to the show, when I asked them about Julian Assange, said, put him under the jail, like one of the right-wing callers. So, yeah, I don't buy that these people really believe in freedom of speech, and so that's kind of the whole point of the speech. You can see that at freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Dominic. He's on the line in Kentucky. Dominic.
Hey, guys. I loved the conversation you had last night, and you were talking about, you had a caller call in about, I think you said it was corporate citizenship or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it really got me thinking, and it got me looking around a lot. I was at Pork Fest last year, and there was a guy who spoke who talked about on your passport application saying that you're a U.S. national and not a a U.S. citizen,
mm-hmm.
and it seemed really fishy to me. It seemed too good to be true. I didn't end up doing that, but basically, if you were to do that, you would lose your ability to work in the U.S., basically. So I got thinking beyond that, and Liberland, that's what I told you I was calling in about.
Yeah, Liberland, which we haven't covered in a long time here. It's, for listeners that aren't familiar, what is Liberland, Dominic?
So it is a strip. It's like a really small strip of land on the Danube River. It's a border dispute between Croatia and Serbia, and it's like a move here project, aspiring to be like the libertarian homeland. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. You can apply for citizenship
mm-hmm.
of Liberland, and I know that many of you reject the idea of a state altogether. On that citizenship application, it wants to know if you're going to contribute to, I don't know if it uses the word society, but it talks about basically all the aspects of a regular state. I'm just mm-hmm. wondering if it could be a libertarian country and have all those aspects.
Are you new to Liberland? Are you just discovering it?
I've known about it for a few years now, but I did a bit of research today about it.
Yeah, we covered this years ago. I don't know if it's like been a decade or most of a decade since Liberland was founded. It feels like it. And very, very interesting situation. Essentially, what you're talking about, this strip of land is basically a swamp. It's in the middle of a river, and it is considered what is called no man's land. It is, I believe that's a terminology for it. It's essentially unowned land that neither country technically claims, but yet they're still enforcing, or one of the sides, I forget whether it was Serbia or, I know, I think it was Croatia, they've been arresting people who have gone there. Now, it's been years since I've heard an update about any arrests, so maybe they've stopped the arrests at this point, but I don't know if anybody's actually living there. It used to be that the Liberlanders would go out and they'd try to throw a party. They'd go out and they'd try to camp on this in this swamp island, basically, and the Croatian goons would come out, their border patrol would come out and just start arresting people. And then they would go back with a different crew of people, and they'd get arrested. And it was a very crazy thing. Let's talk more about it, though. Stand by, Dominic. We'll bring it back here. I don't know if you guys have followed Liberland at all, but if you want to weigh in.
It's so small.
It is very, very small.
And it's a swamp.
Yeah.
And it's just not a whole lot going.
Not yet. Maybe there will be someday. There's more coming up here, though. You can share your thoughts.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is ordering flags be lowered to half staff in honor of the victims of a mass shooting at a Texas school. 14 children and one teacher are dead after a gunman entered the elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Former San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro says Uvalde is your typical small-town community.
Uvalde is a tight-knit community about an hour or so west of San Antonio, a place of a lot of hardworking folks, folks who know each other, a classic small town.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC, President Biden set to address the nation after returning from his trip overseas. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying the shooter is dead and believed to have been gunned down by responding police officers. USA Radio News. More details are emerging about the location of a South Texas elementary school shooting, which left at least 14 students dead. Police say Robb Elementary School in Uvalde has second through fourth grade classes. Second graders are usually between the ages of 7 and 8, while fourth graders are between 9 and 10. As far as what's next and what the state is doing, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells Fox News.
First and foremost, we want to take care of these families. We have a crime victims assistance group that we're sending down right now to Uvalde. That's the first step for us, is take care of these families, take care of their medical needs, take care of their psychological needs, just try to help them. But second, no, we need to continue to try to focus on preventing this. We can't stop bad people from doing bad things. They're going to violate murder laws. They're not going to follow gun laws. I've never understood that argument. But we can harden these schools. We can create points of access that are difficult to get.
You're listening to U.S. Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Live. Phone's open. You can join us here. Number 603-283-6160. And we're talking about Liberland. Dominic called in from Ohio. He's still on the line. We're going to continue with that discussion here. Liberland is, I guess, more than a theory, but not quite a reality.
It sounds like they can't get anything built there. And this is an issue I've had with some of these libertarian projects that, you know, that they want to... They want to do all of the things that a state does, for the most part, except you voluntarily agree to submit yourself to its authority in the same way that you would with, like, a homeowners association or something like that. And that kind of rubs me the wrong way. It seems like libertarians, you know, instead of embracing libertarian ideology, they're like, okay, I'm going to buy this piece of land, and instead of having it be a libertarian paradise, I'm going to be the king here, and I'm going to be the one who creates the rules.
Well, if it is fine, a voluntary arrangement, then it's totally fine.
Yeah, it is. It's totally fine. It's totally within the realm of libertarianism. It's just not what I'm looking for.
There, what is the country? There's a country that's run by a prince, and it's one of the very small ones. Liechtenstein, I believe it is.
I think that is it.
Liechtenstein supposedly has this libertarian prince that runs the place, and the claim
run
about
in quotation marks, he runs the place.
I mean, he's the
I don't know, the executive or whatever, and the claim is with Liechtenstein is it's actually one of the freest places on the planet, but it doesn't show on the list of economically free nations at all because its population is too small to even qualify.
What is it, one person? Him?
Yeah, and apparently he's like pretty libertarian from what I understand. I don't know a whole lot else about it, but Dominic, you're back on the line with us here calling about Liberland tonight. Now, Liberland is a very small plot of land. Conan, you've been digging around. You found some numbers. I remember it being like less than 3 square miles, but it's been a while since.
So 7 kilometers squared.
Okay.
Not very big.
Not very big, and it is very swampy, so I think a lot of it floods, if I recall correctly. It's not a particularly inhabitable place at this time, but then again, neither was the desert where they built, you know, Las Vegas, right? But they created something amazing in the middle of nothing there. So it's not to say it's impossible that
they didn't get arrested when they attempted to do that, though.
This is true, and the government gangs of the neighboring nations there near Liberland, Croatia and Serbia, have not, at least the Croatian gang, has not been friendly. Have you heard anything about any updates about that, Dominic? Have they built anything successfully in Liberland yet, or is it just they're going to issue passports to people for a country that doesn't actually have any physical properties yet?
I guess, so, there are a few YouTube videos, and I think some of them, one of them was as recent as like a month ago. It sounds like they haven't made any progress, but it sounds like you can actually apply for citizenship, and I guess you can get a passport from Liberland. And I was just curious, and I looked at the application to become a citizen, and the questions to ask you have all the same flavor that probably becoming a U.S. citizen would be. So it seems almost contradictory to the ideas of libertarianism to me, as much as I love the idea of a new country that's...
I mean, considering no one actually owns this property, I tend to agree that they're trying to create a new state there. It's not privately owned, and they're not trying to, you know, carve out this ZA or this Freedom Kingdom or whatever. They're trying to make a new libertarian country.
That's what they're doing, yeah. But what makes you say it's not particularly libertarian? As I understand it, the founders and the people involved are pretty libertarian people.
Application where they like asked about there's a particular citizenship question that says like, what will you contribute?
Yeah, no, the reason they're doing that, as I understand it, this is something they've been doing. I remember seeing them talk about this at Anarchapulco a few years ago when they actually presented Ron Paul with an honorary passport at Anarchapulco. But essentially, the idea is they don't want to just hand out citizenship to anyone. They want to bring people in to, because, you know, space is limited if this does actually become a real place, that they don't want to just let anybody in. They want to let people in that have something that they can contribute. So I think they're asking, at least at this point in the game, you know, what are you going to bring to the table? What sort of skills, what can you do to help Liberland become a thing, rather than, you know, we just give you this passport and then you traipse around the world doing nothing for Liberland. I think that's where they're coming from with that.
But who are these people to make these demands? If you want to go live here, it looks like it's open to me. Just go live there. If you're really into it, get ready. All three of us we're from the South. I grew up in a swamp, and I can tell you what.
We're in a swamp now.
It's not good.
Yeah, I think this one freezes though, right? At some point of the year. Anyway, Dominic, anything else you want to share?
Yeah. So, what are your on the Liberland project? Do you think that could be a somewhat more practical solution than the file these papers and say that you're a U.S. national instead of a U.S. citizen? Yeah, do you think applying for Liberland citizenship would be a more effective means than any of those
And well, at this time, achieving what?
At this time, more independence or freedom. At this time, it wouldn't be effective at all because Liberland, as I understand it, isn't acknowledged by any country on the planet. Now, if that's changed, I would love to hear that news. But part of the whole idea of what they're trying to do with Liberland is create some sort of legitimate, quote-unquote, you know, government. That way they can go to the UN or these other governments of the world and say, hey, can you go ahead and just acknowledge us as another country, and then they'll be a real country, you know, to their mind. And so then it's, you know, that's then the, you know, the race is on to bring people in and that kind of thing.
I mean, according to the federal government, just get a world passport or whatever for $75 online, and there you go.
Yeah, that's another option for you, but unfortunately the world passport isn't really acknowledged by any countries on the planet. They do
not
claim,
officially.
Well, they were actually in the 70s. Apparently Ecuador, I think it was, and another couple South American countries were acknowledging the world passport at one
nice.
Point, but I don't believe that's true anymore. Dominic, thanks for the call. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you were to become stateless, like you don't have any allegiance to any state,
yeah.
would you have the right to like travel around the world and visit other countries and stuff?
That is my perspective. I have no allegiance to any state. They claim dominion over me. The United States government does, but I have no allegiance to them.
Well,
I owe them no loyalty, no fealty.
But the men with guns aren't going to let you through their border unless you've got a state government passport on
it. Right. The tragedy is that I can't go anywhere where I won't be greeted by men with guns because the state has, in one way or another, taken every single acre of land on this planet except Antarctica and evidently this 4-square-mile strip of swamp.
And the World Passport, which is a really interesting organization, the World Services Authority that issues those, stands on the UN human rights list that the UN came up with, which does say something about the right to travel unimpeded, and that's cited in their actual passport. But good luck getting a Border Patrol agent to in any country to acknowledge that and, you know, let you in. Thanks for the call tonight, Dominic. I appreciate it. Unfortunately, this world is obsessed with states and obsessed with control. And people like us who believe in liberty are in the very, very small minority.
It's absolutely insane when you think about it. They're like, just drive 10 miles to the north or whatever, and, you know, you're still fine. You're still in the United States or whatever. Try 1 foot more, and suddenly you're violating international law. You're in Canada now. You violated the sanctity of their border. You committed a crime. It's insane.
They'll put me in jail if I try that. I mean, number one, the U.S. would put me in jail right now because I'm on bail conditions.
Right.
But in 2015, we tried to cross over there, and they told me if I come back, because I've got some minor misdemeanor convictions, if I come back in the next decade, they'll put me in jail for a felony in Canada.
Crossing an invisible line on a map.
There's more coming up here in a moment. 603-283-6160. You can join us. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live. The phones are open here. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Oh, yeah.
And Conan.
We're talking about Liberland, which I hadn't intended to talk about tonight, but Dominic called in, and he brought up this libertarian experiment in nationhood. I think that would be an appropriate way to put this. It's been around for most of the last decade, I think, at this point. And
the concept has been around.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, there's not a physical existence yet. However, according to the most recent update on the Liberland website, which is liberland.org, this was posted today. Apparently, the president of Liberland, Vit Jedlicka, if I recall, that's how you pronounce his name.
Having a president, just, it doesn't sit right. I mean, if you're going to form a libertarian country, why not go all the way and have a libertarian country?
Well, I get where you're coming from.
What are they trying to do here? A classical liberal monarchy?
They're trying to do, well, it's not a monarchy, it's a president.
I don't know why I thought monarchy.
But they're trying to do something that's going to get them acknowledged by other countries on the planet so they can be a quote-unquote real country as much as any other one. That's a real challenge. I mean, it's not easy thing to get.
Why would you want that recognition, though? They're evil.
Here's my question. Are
so you
people
can issue passports and have them considered valid? Sorry, go ahead.
I'm curious as to the intent of this. Is this just to create a nation, basically a sovereign nation, that you can claim that you're a part of, so mm-hmm. you can have a special stamp on your passport saying, I'm not a U.S. citizen, I'm a resident of Liberland.
In this case, you would have your own Liberland passport.
Yeah, so people aren't necessarily talking about actually going and living in this swamp.
Some are. In fact, that's always been the plan. Was to have a physical presence on this property. But as I mentioned before, in the early days, they were getting arrested by the Croatian Border Patrol.
It's not big enough. It's just, this is a ridiculous concept.
I mean, how big
is... How many people do you need, right? Like, how big is Keene?
I'm just talking about my little third of an acre of property, and I am using every single inch of it, and I'm not capable of self-sufficiency at this moment in time.
They don't need to be self-sufficient, right?
It depends on how close they are to these Croatia and these nearest towns, and if they're able to do trade with these people.
They just need to be able to trade, but you're right. They probably do have the actual territory needs to have an airport. If they absolutely cannot travel through Croatia or the other one,
I am just shaking my head about all that. I'm in some prepping groups and I monitor these types of things and the silliness that people think they can just start doing tomorrow if it all goes to hell.
Well, they've been working on this for quite a while. I mean, to give them credit, they're pretty serious about it. They are. Apparently, this was a shock to me. Apparently, the president is speaking at the World Economic Forum, which doesn't give credibility in my book, but...
It's a red flag, actually.
Yeah, it should be a red flag, but he's at what they're calling the Goal 17 Partners Lounge. He presented Liberland, I guess he already spoke, he presented Liberland as an incubator for innovative governance solutions, development, and the preservation of human rights and human dignity. The Constitution limits the government's reach...
None of the things that the World Economic Forum are interested in, by the way.
The Constitution of Liberland limits the government's reach and ensures minimal regulative clutter. He says our system is...
Go to the U.S. government's constitution.
How'd that work out, right?
Not very well.
Our system is based on the separation between the state and economy, inspired by countries like Switzerland. Radical transparency is the key to success, as are continuous feedback loops by measures like the public veto or public dismissal of key officials. The president presented Liberland as a new Singapore, a blockchain and tech-friendly state for the 21st century. He mentioned the metaverse, as well as the upcoming settlement of Liberland. So they are planning to settle the property.
Hmm.
But how that's going to go...
Now, we've talked about this when it comes to the metaverse. What happens when you actually have metaverse real estate?
Mm-hmm.
Can you claim that as your... domicile, as your
Liberland,
your nation, and so I mean that's, to me, that would be an interesting take on ways to escape the state. But
I mean, is it the rule that, you know, if you, I mean, generally speaking, if you live there more than half the year, you can you could in theory claim to be a citizen of there.
As far as your taxes are concerned, yeah.
As far as living in a place, it's up to them to decide whether or not, you know, how long you have to live in a place to be a citizen, or if you have to live there at all. You know, Liberland may make it so you can be a citizen and just come there one time and sign the paperwork.
And, you know, but if you spend, you know, 12 hours and 1 minute every single day in some virtual reality world, wouldn't you have more right to claim to be a citizen of that virtual reality world than the real world?
That's a good question. It may be a question that people start to encounter in the next decade or so. But the World Economic Forum apparently sets the Sustainable Development Goals, which is the Goal 17 that they're talking about here, a number of achievements aiming to build the world of tomorrow. The president of Liberland is focused on the goal numbered by the WEF as SDG 17.1, Advancing Tax Collection Revenue. He offered his vision, the Liberland Solution, Voluntary Taxes. Liberland shows the way by presenting the system...
Well, they're not taxes, they're donations.
They're user fees.
They're trying to get people on board with this idea, right? Presenting the system of Liberland merits, or LLM, tokens of voter power. People can, in effect, vote using their wallet balance. And most importantly, people are allowed not to pay taxes where they don't see the point, where they don't want to feed state projects that they deem as useless. Liberland seeks to exemplify how a political system for the 21st century might work in practice. It has built a powerful international presence and keeps growing stronger, and then they promote their Floating Man Festival. I guess they're having an actual camping event in August this year.
You know what? Just keep it to a camping event.
Mm-hmm.
I think I think that's a neat idea.
Well, I mean, if they can go out there permanently, shouldn't they?
The fact that Serbia or Croatia has not claimed this for their own tells me a lot of things.
That it's garbage.
It's garbage land. It's too far from everything. No one wants it. They can't even decide which one owns it. I mean, no. I've seen little islands like this. I just found one here in New Hampshire.
Really?
And I'm like, this is
ready to move in.
This is where I'm coming. It's right between Vermont and New Hampshire.
But New Hampshire claims the whole of the river, doesn't it?
The previous owners donated it to the New Hampshire Wildlife Department like 30 years ago. But as far as I can tell, no one is ever going to use this thing. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to tell what state it is actually in because it's right in the middle of the stupid river.
No, from what I understand, Conan, I asked this question a while back, and somebody told me that New Hampshire has the river. So all the way up to the shoreline of Vermont is...
Yeah, that's what I mean. So the island has been
claimed
by New Hampshire.
Yeah.
But still, it's in such a predicament that no one is ever going to use this.
Sure.
It is just... It's in the middle of a river.
But that's different than Liberland, where neither country is apparently...
Yeah, but at least my little island is not a swamp. It's actually above water, and you can actually put something on it. Whereas this, I'm looking at the pictures, man. It's just... No one wants to live in this place. I don't even think you'd want to camp in here.
Mm.
And all the people who think that they can just go move out to this place, I think that you have... you're living a fantasy.
I mean, there's no electricity, and there's not a lot of room for them to build facilities like a power plant or an airport.
There's a river, so maybe you could do something with some kind of water power.
Possibly, but I mean, even that requires a large facility.
And how are you going to trade with these, all you English speakers out there, are you going to be able to even do trade with anybody because who are not speaking the same language as you?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just a silly fantasy. Come move to New Hampshire, you idiots.
Well, I wish them the best. I think that it's important to have different competing options out there. And if they can actually move to this swamp and build some sort of structure and not be molested, which that's going to be the hardest part.
Yeah,
build some in a swamp, right? Florida.
Yeah, exactly. If you start to add value to this place,
someone's
going to come swoop in, and it's going to be a government.
Yep.
Probably Croatia, from what we can tell.
I think that's probably going to be the case.
I think you're better off if you really want to. If you're really into this, is to build your own island, like actually build it, like Dubai. Or any of the other islands.
The United Arab Emirates are really big on that.
Or a sea state.
Seasteading.
I like the idea of seasteading, but we haven't seen too many examples of it working out well for people.
As in, because governments.
They got raided. The one off Thailand got raided.
Well, governments are always the issue. It always goes back to, well, if you're successful at being free, the government will just come and arrest you.
They don't want you making an example and making them look like idiots,
look bad. This is why my opinion is, we're not going to be able to create one of these societies until we're colonizing other planets.
There's more coming up here, and you can join us whether you want to weigh in on Liberland or whatever is on your mind. You can bring up whatever you want. 603-283-6160. Hour 3 is next. It's Free Talk.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com.
By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.